$18,500 a year, according to state law. That is the minimum salary a teacher can earn in Pennsylvania. Governor Wolf wants to change that, setting the new baseline at $45,000. For Keystone Crossroads, Jen Kinney unpacks the idea by taking us to one of the lowest-paying school districts in the Commonwealth.
Jody Gary has been teaching math and science in the Turkey Foot Area School District for 27 years. It's a rural district in southwestern Pennsylvania, in an area known for bicycling and scenic views.
It's a wonderful place to be if you love the outdoors. I love to hike, backpack, and camp.
The biggest town around here is Confluence, population 834. The district covers 100 square miles, but has just one school. 321 students, all in one building. When Gary was first hired, his salary was $18,500.
With college loans and living expenses, it was a struggle at first.
But Gary stuck with the district. His salary has gone up over time, but the district remains one of the lowest paying in the state. It's one of five where teachers average less than the governor's proposed new minimum of $45,000. Starting salaries here can be less than half of that. So if Wolf's plan is adopted,
our teachers would jump up and down. We have some teachers with close to 15 years experience that probably are not at 45,000.
Talk to parents around the district, and they're well aware that low pay is an issue. Amy Wilt is a parent I met at her kid's softball game.
I think it would be great that we'd raise the salaries in Pennsylvania for all the teachers.
Sandy Yunkin owns a bed and breakfast in town.
We have the original staircase.
I do not believe that a $22,000 starting salary is fair for someone who's in charge of educating your children.
On average, classroom teachers in Pennsylvania make around $67,000 a year. If the governor's proposal went into effect, over 3,000 teachers around the state would see their paychecks go up, many in rural districts like this one. Gary says the low pay also makes it hard for the district to hire and retain qualified educators.
We probably lost 8 to 10 teachers to neighboring schools. And when you talk to them, the majority, not all, but the majority of them left because of money.
Superintendent Jeffrey Malaspino agrees. He's had trouble getting a local college to push graduates to even consider positions at the district.
Told me that all of their graduates were leaving Pennsylvania and going out of state because, A, there are just a ton of opportunities and the salaries are higher than Pennsylvania's.
Governor Wolf's plan would cost the state around $14 million, and he says it wouldn't cost districts an extra dime. Critics say the proposal would have a cascade effect, boosting salaries at the top end, with those costs falling to local taxpayers. Other critics have a different concern. Donna Cooper of the nonprofit Public Citizens for Children and Youth says the plan wouldn't send money to districts that need it the most.
In some cases, we're sending that money to communities that have chosen to underspend on their kids and be low-tax communities.
A Keystone Crossroads analysis shows that many of the biggest winners under Wolf's plan already have an advantage under a state education funding scheme that tends to benefit shrinking rural districts.
It creates a set of perverse incentives for districts to make decisions that are not in the interest of their students and expect that the state will come bail them out when they need to bring their teachers' salaries up to a reasonable level.
Cooper says instead of distributing the money according to current teacher salaries, it should be tied to student needs through the state's fair funding formula. That way, instead of Turkey Foot, the big winners would be districts like York and Allentown. Those districts are also poor, but residents pay higher taxes, and there's deeper student needs. And there's yet another critique of Wolf's plan. Amy Rote is a teacher and active union member in Philadelphia.
Obviously, if you live in Beaver County compared to living in Pittsburgh or Philadelphia, the cost of living is quite different.
A plan that would truly help the state's most hard-pressed teachers would need to take cost of living into effect. Wolf's doesn't, and thus Philadelphia, Harrisburg, and Allentown get nothing.
I think the state legislature should go back to the drawing board, and they should figure out how we can do this fairly and transparently and make a permanent fix, because in a couple years, $45,000 isn't going to be the answer either.
Wolf's plan is backed by PSEA, the state's largest teachers union, and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have sponsored bills to implement it. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Jen Kinney.